The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report. Thank you, Julie. I'm your host, John Statmiller, with you on this Tuesday, 18, almost said February, folks. April 2017. And as promised, I have Robert David Steele with us this afternoon. And Robert, rather than going through your bio, I'll just let you, yourself, in your own words, introduce yourself to our audience.
Well, very briefly, former spy recommended for the Nobel Peace Prize, seriously pissed off patriot. God bless Donald Trump. He opened everyone's eyes and he started a movement against the deep state, and it looks like he's failing to complete it. So we're going to have to keep going without him.
Well, and that brings up a whole series of questions. I yesterday got to the point that I said I jumped off the Trump train. Now, You and I both were witness, and let's step back here a second to understand the vox populi. We had Steve Bannon out there that he was liaison basically between the people and Donald Trump's ear. He came across as being the populist president everybody was hoping and praying for. There were a bunch of campaign promises, and I understand politics. Robert, I've not fallen off the turnip wagon yesterday, day before yesterday, but not yesterday. But we see that Donald Trump wanted to do many things, build the wall. Let's open up an investigation on Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation. Let's drain the swamp. Let's get the deep state assets that are jamming everything up. Let's get them out of the way. And people pretty much of late, Robert, have pretty much guessed that, well, it's not Donald Trump draining the swamp. It's the swamp that's draining him.
Well, I mean, I would say two things. First off, people are still reading my essay, Donald Trump, Accidental President Under Siege. He was an accidental president. He wasn't supposed to win. A few things happened at the very end, and that put the deep state into a real panic. And people need to understand the deep state is not just unelected officials in Washington. It's not just the secret intelligence community and moles, traitors buried across the government. The deep state is run by the Rothschilds and the Vatican, and the City of London and Wall Street, particularly Goldman Sachs, and particularly Israel. And so it put the deep state into a panic, and they invented this whole series of lies about the Russians hacking the election, and they actually tried to flip the Electoral College to, at a minimum, get Trump disallowed, and if they couldn't get Hillary Clinton, then get it sent to Congress where what's his name from Ohio, Kasich, was waiting to be the compromise candidate. I am now beginning to think that Donald Trump is either being blackmailed or bribed or both. And I'm extraordinarily concerned. The other point that I would make is that Steve Bannon represented the alt-right, and I hope he still does. I mean, I give Bannon enormous credit for being absolutely correct in telling Trump not to fire any missiles on Syria, which is an unconstitutional act of war that does not have congressional approval. Paul Ron Paul and I are on the same page on this one. So either they're blackmailing Trump or they're bribing him, or he's a genius and he's playing them all for fools and he's got a big master plan that we just don't know about. And that's still a possibility, and I'm still holding my breath. One of the things that is obvious to me is that Trump knew that the Syrian attack was a false flag attack. And I, in fact, broke the story that it was John McCain, John Brennan, because the neocons have no party line. So John McCain and John Brennan and Herbert McMaster, three traitors, who co-conspired with Saudi Arabia. Brennan got Saudi Arabia to pay half the cost, and McCain got Israel to pay half the cost. And they paid the White Helmets, which is a covert action group. Now, I note with interest that the Atlantic Council, which is part of the deep state, is sponsoring the White Helmets at a show and tell here in Washington, D.C. on the 25th of April. So what we have here is the White Helmets, who created a false flag attack. There's an excellent MIT professor's analysis that demonstrates that the attack was done on the ground with an improvised device. It was not done by Assad's Air Force. I think Donald Trump is a smart man, and he knows this was a false flag attack. Now, what's really interesting to me is that he bombed an abandoned airbase, and he told the Russians and the Syrians about it beforehand. So somewhere in here, Donald Trump is working some magic with Putin, and I don't know. I'm not privy. So right now, I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt, but I will also end on a very, very negative note, which is Steve Bannon's biggest mistake has been to think that all he needed was the alt-right and the Republicans in charge of the two houses of Congress, and he could afford to ignore the 73% of the American voters that did not vote for him. That's wrong. Donald Trump has failed to reach out to people of color, and I have Cynthia McKinney on tap to join me in a campaign this summer. He has failed to reach out to Latinos. I'm a white Latino. He has failed to reach out to the students. And what I find interesting is that the key members of Bernie Sanders' staff are now abandoning him and trying to revitalize the Sandinistas, but without Bernie Sanders, just like the alt-right is trying to take its movement forward, as Justin Raimondo wrote, take the movement, leave the man. So Donald Trump is going to be left all alone. And if WikiLeaks comes out, as I anticipate it will, with some explosive information about pedophilia at the highest ranks of the Republican Party, I'm quite certain that Scott Walker and Rince Priebus are enablers and cover-uppers of pedophilia, if not actual participants. I think that not only will the Democrats take the House and impeach Donald Trump, but if we get four Republican senators to resign, commit suicide, or go to jail, the Democrats can take the Senate as well and convict Donald Trump. So it's not looking good.
Convict him of what?
Impeachment. There are all kinds of things he can be impeached for, including launching missiles on Syria without approval of Congress. Now, you and I both know that Obama ran 11 presidential wars and was in violation of the Constitution all the time. But he was a deep state president. Donald Trump, before he launched missiles on Syria and before he started betraying every promise he ever made, was not a deep state president. So I'm telling you, if we can impeach Bill Clinton for a blowjob, we can surely impeach Donald Trump for firing missiles on Syria without a congressional declaration.
And it's also been suggested that the young woman that found her way underneath the president's desk was actually either Mossad or used by the Mossad themselves.
That's a very, very good observation. I personally think she was a honey trap from the neoconservatives rather than the Mossad.
Okay.
I think she was run into Bill Clinton. And I also believe that Uma Abedin was run against Hillary Clinton as a very, very young girl, and Hillary Clinton fell in love with her. And Uma Abedin has been a Saudi Arabian and perhaps also a Mossad agent of influence for over a decade.
Robert, are we going to impugn the piano leg lesbian?
Let me just say that Hillary Clinton is easily indictable for pedophilia, treason, charity fraud, and electoral fraud.
Which now, brings me, let me have you pause here for a second and interject this, which leads me to something I wanted to also discuss with you. If Trump's design was a non-politician walking into a political office with his ego and his command of his senses, I don't doubt for a second that he was just as upset, and maybe for different reasons, the government and how it operates. The rising that you saw in support of Donald Trump is kind of reminiscent of what happened with Ron Paul, but Ron didn't want the president's office because he was firmly convinced that they would kill him. So we have Donald Trump, let's jail Hillary, let's, you know, get the Justice Department on this. He's got Sessions now in there. The Clinton, your machinations that you said were maybe a tool for the Democrats to impeach Clinton, well, to get in there and actually go into the Clinton Foundation and start unraveling this mess would certainly put that on a temporary hold, at the very minimum.
Well, I take a very strategic view. And one of the problems that we're having is that Donald Trump, when he realized he had been elected accidentally, he, I think, correctly assumed that he was under threat of assassination, and he made many selections, including 9 or 10 Goldman Sachs people and Rents Priebus, all of whom are essentially traitors. Now, I'm still not sure about Mike Pence. But the bottom line for me is that Donald Trump has really surrounded himself with people who are not helping him fight the deep state. And Jared Kushner, of course, is a real question mark. I will point out to your listeners that Donald Trump has been friends with Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell, both of the Mossad agents. In fact, Ghislaine Maxwell's father, Robert Maxwell, there's a book about him called Robert Maxwell, Israeli Super Spy. Her father was the person most responsible for helping the Israelis penetrate every U.S. communications and computing system with a software called Promise. I believe that Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell profiled Chelsea Clinton and Ivanka Trump from their earliest days, and that the Mossad ran a series of Jewish men in front of Chelsea Clinton and Ivanka Trump until finally one hit it off. I would like to clear Jared Kushner of any possible taint, and that's easily done if Donald Trump orders NSA to process all of the emails and all of the cell phone calls that Jared Kushner made from 2 years before he met Ivanka to today. That's all available. And William Binney is in Maryland and easily available to the president to undertake that task. It needs to be done. Kushner should also be subject to 3 different polygraphs from the FBI, the CIA, and the NSA. They all have their different skill sets.
And Robert, that's assuming here. Well, there's a lot of assumptions there. But, you know, let's do emails, let's do background, but aren't we going to run into the same problem with the stonewalling that's going on with the Clinton Foundation investigation? I mean, if not Jeffrey Sessions as being the United States Attorney General, somebody else within the Justice Department to be able to do this.
I'm a real fan of Jeff Sessions, and I think he's doing a great job on the pedophilia roundup. I think eventually that might be what frees Donald Trump from deep state pressure. But the real bottom line here is that Trump needs a grand strategy. He needs to get a grip. I mean, it was stupid to give $54 billion to the military. Not only is the military 50% waste, but it is also 60% of the disposable budget of the federal government. The military is dysfunctional. And I say that as a loyal military, former Marine and military veteran.
Well, Semper Fidelis, I was Army. I was regular Army, so.
Well, there you go. I mean, we used to steal what we needed from the Army.
There you go. We were your supply route.
Exactly. Yeah. And the fact of the matter is most of our Navy airplanes today can't fly because they don't have the maintenance or the spare parts. And as we saw with these missiles, only 39% of them hit the target. So the next time we go to negotiate with Raytheon, we should pay 39% of list price. Now, look, I continue to believe that Donald Trump could be the greatest president in modern American history, and I continue to believe that Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin could win the Nobel Peace Prize together, but not on his present course.
No, I won't. Look, I won't disagree with that. No, we saw the indications right from the outset. We knew that this was not going to be an easy thing. And Robert, if we remember Franklin Delano, and he had changed his name, it was actually Roosevelt, and he came from New York, New York Banks. We refer to him as Franklin Delano Roosevelt. That's what everybody recognizes him as. And he used to do this little thing before television. We had tube radios, and it was called Fireside Chats. If Donald Trump is finding it difficult to relay his information or to get accurate quotes through the media, or if he's being stonewalled or after actually sought after by, I keep hearing this term, rogue agents within the DIA or the NSA or the CIA or the, give it a name, you know, alphabet soup group, then Donald Trump should avail himself of the ability to go directly to the American people and tell us, this is, I'm the president and this is what I'm trying to do and I'm getting stonewalled or I'm getting blocked. Why not bring in the support, the direct support of the American people for Donald Trump? Robert, you know, I'm not an optimist because too many times in life, rose-colored glass people get really disappointed. But if he was only able to accomplish half of his presidential commitment, and he said, you can depend on me, I won't let you down, well, apparently he's going to be letting a lot of people down on a lot of different issues. But if he can go to that very same source and say, look, I want the constitutional government back. I want the swamp drain. This is what's happening. I'm getting stonewalled. And, you know, we don't have time for this. We've got an economy that's continuing to melt down. We still have over 90 million people unemployed that are eligible to work in this country. And nothing is going to happen.
Well, you know, I agree with you completely, and I'm very, very concerned. I mean, let me take this at three different levels. Number one, Brad Parscale, who is Trump's go-to guy for communicating with the public, is a complete failure. He has Peter principled himself out, and the so-called pact that Trump was going to have outside the government that was going to be the Trump channel and was going to connect him to the people is a complete and utter failure. It's a zero.
Why? What happened?
I think Brad Parscale is simply a small town digital actor who wasn't ready for prime time. And he just doesn't know what he doesn't know. We've got a lot of people that want to help Trump, including Paul Moll. I'm really high on Paul Moll, POLLMOLE.vote. I have a concept for Trump being able to put down Google Gestapo. And that's another thing. I'm very concerned about Trump being silent on the freedom of speech issue. Google Gestapo, hashtag Google Gestapo, is what we're all calling Eric Schmidt's plan, which is working very well to manipulate searches, trends, polls, and commentary, as well as ad revenue. He is deliberately, across Google, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, repressing pro-Trump channels and pro-Trump commentators and accelerating or accentuating anti-Trump resist channels, people that say he's not our president, impeach Donald Trump. I mean, I think Eric Schmidt is guilty of sedition, and I think Eric Schmidt should be under investigation by Jeff Sessions under a racketeering conspiracy charge. And, of course, that's also they're doing undeclared campaign contributions to all of the Democrats, as they did with Hillary Clinton. So Trump is absent from all of this. Now, he's also refusing to do basic things. I mean, Rance Priebus has got to go. Judas Priebus, we call him. I sent a 10-page memo to Priebus in December.
Hold on, Robert. We're up against a commercial break here. Keep that that thought in mind. We'll continue. We'll break for 3 minutes. Robert David Steele, former CIA. And I wanted to ask you about that as well when we get back.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
We're back talking with Robert Steele. Joined the CIA in 19, I believe it was 79?
Right.
And you were operations officer, and you did three tours overseas, and you were focused on the extremists and the terrorist targets. If you would, pick up where we left off, and then we'll move into other topics, Bob.
Well, let me say first off, God bless Donald Trump. Because what he accomplished with the alt-right and with Steve Bannon's help is nothing short of divine intervention and a miracle. He opened the door to we the people coming back into power and taking down the deep state. But either he's vastly more clever than I could possibly comprehend and will somehow kill the deep state eventually, or he's been captured by the deep state.
He's in over his head.
It's possible. It's absolutely possible. And you know what? There's stories running around about how he's being blackmailed by a videotape of him raping and then killing a little girl named Mary.
Well, that's a new one on me. I haven't even heard that one.
I personally don't believe that. But I would say to our beloved legitimate president, if you're being blackmailed, for God's sakes, come clean with the public and we forgive you. Because there is nothing more valuable to the public today than a legitimately elected president who can take down the deep state. So I don't care if he's raped and killed 15 grandmothers. If he is willing to take down the deep state, all is forgiven. We have to keep our priorities very, very clear in mind. Now, if he's been bribed, there are a number of people that think he's worth $5 billion gross, $2 billion net. And he's unfortunately, he and Jared Kushner are in debt to George Soros, among all things, of all people. It's possible that Donald Trump can be bought by Lynn Rothschild for $20 billion. But I don't think so. I think Trump does mean well, and I also think Trump is acutely conscious of the fact that Ivanka Trump could possibly be the first serious female presidential candidate other than Cynthia McKinney, whom I love very much. I certainly don't consider Jill Stein a serious candidate. Anyone that spray paints graffiti on construction equipment has just lost me.
Is this the same Jill Stein that was in the movie...
No, Dr. Jill Stein.
Oh, okay, thank you.
She's a very decent human being, but she's like Gary Johnson. They're both flakes in their own way. you know, Gary, what's in Aleppo? Gary did too many drugs when he was young. He's a fitness freak now, but the brain cells.
That's a Libertarian Party nominee. You couldn't do any better than that. I mean,
well, you could. I'm a libertarian, but I really can't stand the Libertarian Party leadership. They're a bunch of absolutist blockheads. They don't want to win an election. They just want a posture. How stupid is it to have two old white guys as your candidates? I tried to tell the libertarians that they should join with Jill Stein and that they should have a Libertarian Green ticket. The Libertarian Green ticket could have won in this crazy election we just had. But anyway, coming back to Trump.
Yes.
I really want your readers to know that at Phi Beta Iota, they can read my latest memo to Trump, Memorandum for the President 2.0. They can see the 10-page memo that I gave to Rens Priebus, who refused to deliver it to President-elect Trump, because Rens Priebus is the deep state. The absolute last thing Rens Priebus wants is for Donald Trump to unrig the system. And the last thing his 10 Goldman Sachs people want is for Donald Trump to reform taxes so that Wall Street carries the burden. So I'm very, very concerned. And so right now what I'm planning to do with Cynthia McKinney and a few others is create a new We the People PAC and roll out the Unity Integrity Act, which is the Election Reform Act, 12 points, and have a national conversation over the summer. And we're going to ask the public to come together on one thing. So we're going to try and unite alt-right, people of color, Latinos, Sandinistas, Tea Party patriots, all six of the accredited small parties, and the emerging parties, including Bill de Blasio and Working Families.
For what one issue, Robert?
Election reform. Oh. We want to put integrity back into the U.S. government.
Okay, well, you know, the sword of Damocles is swinging ever so closer to our scrawny little necks. We've got $150 trillion plus in debt, and the rumblings that I'm hearing is the Rothschilds or the World Bankers could pull the plug on this any time that they so desired. Now, we've got to take the bottom of the hour break. If you need to get some iced tea or do whatever, you got about 4 minutes here. We'll come back with Robert David Steele. His website, robertdavidsteele.com. Pretty easy to remember.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Prior to the interview with you, Robert, today I had given out my email address and I said, any questions you would like posed to Robert Steele, I'll be happy to take them. And all I've been inundated with is, how should I call them, the moles and trolls, moles and trolls, moles and trolls. And it seems to center around, I'm white and everybody else has to die. So if you remember going back to Elohim City when they discovered that half of the people that were going to the Elohim church were all federal agents and they were so deep that they didn't even realize who was who. It's amazing.
I gotta say, my deepest experience with although I grew up all over the world and I watched poverty everywhere from Vietnam to Colombia and so forth. In the Marine Corps, one of the best things about Marine Corps training is that we learned that we're all green Marines. We have dark green Marines and we have light green Marines. Get over it. In fact, no, let me make another comment. I was really down on my luck last winter. I had absolutely no money. I was technically homeless. And my zipper on my winter coat broke. And I didn't have the $20. It actually turned out to be $30. I didn't have the $30 needed to repair the zipper, to replace the zipper. And I had an epiphany. I said, my God, this is what being black must feel like. And so I wrote an essay, we're all black now, deal with it. And in fact, what Donald Trump tapped into was the anger of white people who have finally begun to feel what it's been like to be black for the last 200 years. And I think that's a good thing.
Well, he did something else. He was the first presidential candidate to roll back the control that the Democrats and their large block federal grants in the major cities that just keeps having problems with uneducated, and you may want to use this in future communications, Robert, about the situation in the inner cities, the culturally deficient. Now, the reason I say this is because he reached out to the black community. He went to black leaders in the communities. One of our talk show hosts that is on this network had a meeting with him in Trump Tower. He was very attentive, listened to everything that everybody had to say. He wasn't just sitting there giving you the response of, yeah, I'm paying attention, but I'm really thinking about what I need to do tomorrow morning. He was very attentive, answered all of their questions, and they walked away satisfied that this guy was the real deal, and he was the one that came out and exposed this little scam that the Democrats keep running, that after the millions and billions of dollars that have gone into these block grants to supposedly improve life in the inner cities, to get people out of crime and get them into good schools, and has been absolutely squandered, and they've put their gatekeepers up there to make sure that that little party continues, and who is suffering over this?
Look, the whole federal budget is a scam. And I'm particularly troubled by the fact that New York City spends $75 million a year putting black people in jail for marijuana. So we have an entire prison slave industry. I don't know if your listeners are aware of this, but the crime bill passed by Bill and Hillary Clinton has put more black people in jail than there were slaves at the beginning of the Civil War. Part of the problem is we don't have a truth channel. I mean, you guys in the alternative media are doing the best you can, but as you're now beginning to see, I mean, Alex Jones lost $3.5 million. Natural News was digitally assassinated. Victoris Libertas, one of my favorite channels, is being shadow banned by Google Gestapo. And so we're really going through a civil war here in which freedom of speech is gone, and Donald Trump is not paying attention to this important issue, and neither is Jeff Sessions. So my bottom line here, I think, is we need to get a We the People movement going this summer that presses on election reform. In fact, I have this plan to mass manufacture these little piles of shit. So you mix
that's one word Billy Bob can't use on the air.
I'm sorry.
Capital as a radio host that's now deceased, an ex-Marine in Detroit, Michigan, used to say capital S with a hit.
Okay. What we're going to do this summer is mobilize people across all boundaries, left to right, okay? And we're going to confront every member of Congress and demand that they sign the Unity Integrity Pledge and co-sponsor the Election Reform Act as soon as Congress returns from the summer recess. Mm-hmm. And if they don't, we're going to mass manufacture these little piles of brown stuff, and we're going to tell them, we are going to cover your lawn in brown stuff and take a picture.
Yeah.
And we are going to be on you like stink on brown stuff every single day that you're home in your district.
We
can do it.
Well, Robert, my personal opinion after looking at this, and I gave you a little bit about my background, but I have been doing this for a quarter of a century. And the sense that I'm getting right now is that it was like Mark Levin coming out a couple of years ago saying that, oh, we need to add 10 amendments to the Constitution.
The
Constitution they're not paying attention to. So now we're going to do election reform. But here's the problem. The clock is ticking. What I foresee in this country is an absolute meltdown of the economy. I don't need to tell you, you mentioned it earlier about the military budgets, the bloated bureaucracies, that somehow nothing ever gets done, it's never transparent, we never know what to identify and eliminate, and we can never have these adult conversations. So I look at a political action plan. Look, let me just say this. If you want this country, if Donald Trump wants to return manufacturing, he wants to revive the economy, he wants to put Americans back to work. He just started this recently today or late last night, buy American, put Americans to work, and that's fine. But him being a businessman and located in New York knows probably better than anybody else that in order to do business, you're going to need a sound currency to move forward. And I'll steal one of their terms, sustainability in the economic markets. We need an honest money system. They've got a bill in Congress that's pending for a vote for auditing the Fed to find out what shenanigans, what money went where, how much this is all costing. The juice is still running. Guido doesn't want to kill you. He just wants to break your legs to remind you that you got to keep repaying the middleman here. We're in serious trouble here. Richard in New York has been hanging on forever. And Richard, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, thanks, John. I've been researching. I heard him mention Jared Kushner, mm-hmm. your guest there, and since you have him on there, I wanted to throw this out to him because I have.
Well, you're talking. I don't know what that was, but you're talking to him directly, so ask him the question yourself.
Okay, Mr. Steele, how you doing this evening?
Good. Go ahead.
Good. I've been researching a little bit on Kushner specifically, and I was wondering, if you could confirm that he has a dual U.S.-Israeli citizenship, because I haven't found any proof of that whatsoever.
I don't know, but the Israelis are highly skilled at having secret dual citizenships, and I would say, all things being equal, I would say Kushner is probably a U.S. citizen who is very, very attentive to anything the Prime Minister of Israel says. I think Donald Trump could be playing Kushner against Israel, but it's more likely that Israel is playing Kushner against Donald Trump.
Well, let me just ask the obvious question on the issue here of Mr. Kushner. Is he Mossad? I mean, you alluded to this earlier, that this gentleman could have been danced in front of Trump's daughter, and she obviously took the bait. She's now in the White House. Evidently, Trump trusts his daughter pretty much more than anybody else. Hence, by extension, it would be his son-in-law or her husband.
I don't know. Yeah. I do know how to determine the answer, but I don't know myself directly. I also know, we've had a lot of CIA females fall to the Mossad honey trap, and they never seem to get it when we tell them they have to break off their relationship with a guy who works for the Mossad. Women are naive, and so are men. And frankly, most people don't understand how far ahead Goldman Sachs thinks. For example, Dina Powell is someone who has been associated with planting moles in the government for Goldman Sachs when she worked for Bush. And I just don't think Donald Trump has properly vetted all these people. Either that or he's bought and paid for and they're part of the deal. And you have to remember that Jimmy Carter, when he was elected, he didn't realize that the Rockefellers owned the White House until someone came down to see him and he said, I've got this great list of best qualified people for the cabinet. And the Rockefeller guy said, no, that's not your cabinet. Here's your cabinet, and gave him a list.
Yeah.
And I'm told that Jimmy Carter cried his heart out that day, because he realized he was a puppet president. All right? Now, Donald Trump has the potential to liberate the republic from the deep state.
Oh, you mean not the democracy for which it stands?
Look, I know how to close down the deep state, and it starts with Donald Trump closing down the National Security Agency, which is blackmailing all of our politicians and all of our judges. We also need a counterintelligence survey across Congress. with a kind of an absolution presidential pardon thing. Tell us who's blackmailing you, and we'll flip you back against them, and all is forgiven.
I'm glad, Robert, I'm very glad that you brought that up, because, you know, I've said this before, even a DA in Cincinnati, Ohio, when he wants to get the goods on somebody he wants to nail, he knows damn right well they're dirty, but there's a lot of payola and a lot of cover-up and a lot of fear that you just might lose significant body parts if you turn rat. But what about this? Even a DA knows how to offer immunity, how to get somebody to turn state's evidence.
Yes, yes.
And once you start this process, especially, I can't even assign a correct adjective of how deep, dank, and dirty Washington, D.C. has become. You probably know that better than anybody else. But this is what needs to be done, and it's never, ever done. It just continues. You're distracted. You're obfuscated. You're off on another tangent. We're doing this. We're doing that. As I said before, if they could crack Hillary Clinton, whether it's Aberdeen, whether it was her pervert little husband, I don't care who it is, thousands of emails or no emails, you can start to turn evidence, credible evidence for convictions. That would do more than a third party. That would do more than the worn-out phrase of transparency in government, or, excuse me for saying this, and Robert, I'm not banging you here, but campaign reform, we're a little past this. We're in
a war for our survival.
Long term, I think you're correct. Long term.
Look, Hillary Clinton knows she's one bullet away from death, and so is Bill Clinton. They have embarrassed a lot of very powerful people, and I frankly don't think about Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama very much. I think about George Soros and Eric Schmidt a great deal. The bottom line here, when I heard Tom Steyer say he spent $74 million on climate change legislation and got nothing for it, I realized at that point that there is no single individual, no single issue, no single crime, no single policy, no single budget item that matters at all. What matters is restoring integrity to the U.S. government. And the way we do that is by putting the American people back in charge. And the way we do that is with the 12-point Election Reform Act. I've drawn these 12 points from thousands of activists over time, many of them from the right, because they know that the Democrats have been stealing us blind. At the same time, the Republicans have been just as criminal. I mean, it's one bird, two wings, same crap. So I'm absolutely certain that I can bring together Ron Paul, Dennis Kucinich, Jesse Ventura, Cynthia McKinney, Ellen Brown, Jill Stein, Virgil Good, Bill de Blasio, any libertarian other than Gary Johnson, and I can create a national movement that builds on the alt-right, brings in the people of color.
I'll say this again. I'm not going to knock what you're suggesting here, and that's the grander, longer-term plan. But
that's the immediate objective. Yeah. This summer with Oprah Winfrey and Michael Jordan on board.
Oh, gosh. Well, we'll see how that works out. But at any rate, I have another caller for you. Rob in Chicago. Hello, Rob. Hello, Rob.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi.
Robert Steele, I wanted to know what your thoughts are. John knows that I've covered this before, but Donald Trump is famous for taking bankrupt corporations and turning them into a viable entity. This country is a bankrupt corporation running on a funny money system that makes absolutely no sense for a man of Donald Trump's success and stature to go through the gyrations of rebuilding, trying to rebuild a country and an economy on the fact that it's going to collapse anyways, because there's no sustainable way of it keep going. So my big question I keep going back to is, why can't he pull an Icelandic reset where he repudiates the debt that Federal Reserve, which is illegal, he could pass executive orders at nauseam to wipe every single entity of the government out that doesn't need to be there, empower the Treasury to do what John says, create a solid, real money system and restart everything, because the country is under the control of the Rothschilds at the moment, the deep state. There's no way we can get past this without them at any moment saying, okay, we're going to lose the game, and like the kid at the, you know, sitting up with his friend with the checkerboard, and he flips the checkerboard over. At any moment they choose, they can do it.
Yeah.
Okay. I agree with you. I agree with you completely. I want to, one of the 12 points in the Election Reform Act is the nationalization of the Federal Reserve. And I absolutely believe that the Federal Reserve should be under government control and perhaps eventually eliminated.
Oh, you mean, Robert, you're heading into the political realm. You mean the way it's constitutionally spelled out?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. We need to honor our Constitution.
Okay.
And I'm really concerned because Donald Trump has 12 people, or no, 9 people, maybe 10, working for him in the White House. 9 people from Goldman Sachs whose number one priority is to keep him from making any changes to our currency and taxation systems.
And Robert, let me interject at this point. And Rob, thank you. Points well taken. I appreciate that. Kennedy, and it is my contention, the deep state...
Yes, he was killed because he was going to do that.
Well, he already had done it. What he did was picked up the phone, called the Treasury, and said, look, yeah, we got a deficit running about $5, $6 billion right now. What I want you guys to do is print up some money, not Federal Reserve notes. You're already doing that. I want you to print up federal notes. They were called federal notes, non-interest bearing. That was a direct competition against our vaunted banker buddies. And then we saw what the end result of that was. His head turned into human confetti on November 22nd, 1963. Burned in my mind forever.
Yeah,
and it was never the same, Robert, after Kennedy was offed. It was
same. I understand that. And I've reviewed about 10 books on the Kennedy assassination. And we now know who did it. And that's all clear. Now, there's two kinds of debt. There's sovereign debt, and then there's individual debt. One of the ideas that's in my memorandum for the president, which is at phibetaiota.net, there's a widget there, is a debt begone website in which every American in debt appoints Donald Trump as their executive agent for renegotiating that debt. So student debt, medical debt, small business debt, family credit card debt. That's $3 trillion if everybody opts in. That would allow Donald Trump to go to Wall Street and say, look, you people have already gotten your principal. You're not just sucking interest from a stone. You're going to cut the national individual debt and small business debt in half, or I'm going to declare a debt jubilee, and I'm going to give every single American a presidential pardon, period.
That is an approach that I haven't heard mentioned before. And look, we have, and Ron Paul told me this.
Well,
I got to know the guy. And Robert, I have to admit, I always had an affinity for Ron Paul when I first met him and his wife. I didn't call him congressman. I didn't call him doctor. I called him Ron. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if he ever took offense to that. In the many meetings and conversations we had, he never said anything to the contrary. But the time came around for his second run for the presidency, and his chief of staff, we called a special meeting. His chief of staff in Washington came down, and we had a meeting in Houston in a hotel. And he was not happy the way his election was being run. It was run sloppily. There was wasted money. It really didn't have the designed effect. And what we were going to do is run a parallel political campaign to get this guy elected. Well, as it turns out, he really didn't want the presidency because he really thought they were going to kill him. Now, having said that, if I were Donald Trump, what I would have done is I would have went personally, without any photo ops, without the press, without anything else, I would have went to Ron Paul and said, look, you were sitting on this banking committee, and you know exactly what's going on from the inside out. I want to make you the vice president because the number one thing that we've got to straighten out in this economy to do anything moving into the future is we need to straighten out this And if we remember, and I had this confirmed by a J.P. Morgan Chase manager in 2009 that I met down here in Austin, and he and I had a short but very revealing conversation. I said, my sources have told me these mortgage-backed securities, the amount of debt that was floated off of that was around a quadrillion, if not more, dollars. He looked to the ground, he looked back up, and he just nodded his head. And he told me, he said, they had two betting pools. Now, remember, this is late summer, early September 2009. He told me, he says, well, there's two betting pools. One says the economy is going to collapse in October. The other betting pool says November. Now, having said that, the reason that didn't happen is because we had quantitative easing, which has been put on the American people's back.
Right.
We've had over a quadrillion dollars spread around the planet in death, and I don't hear anything about this. I don't hear anything about Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation. I don't hear about the real big shakers and movers that are dirty as the day is long on summer solstice.
Look, Trump clearly is afraid for his life, and unfortunately, he hasn't done one thing he could do that would protect him forever, which is combine a truth and reconciliation approach with an election reform act. Because I'll tell you, the GOP, the Republican Party is going to destruct. And by the way, I ran for president in 2012, and one of the people that I wanted to have in my notional cabinet was Ron Paul as being responsible for the Federal Reserve and tearing it down and then put him on the Supreme Court. Never mind, you don't have to be a lawyer to be on the Supreme Court. Putting Ron Paul on the Supreme Court is my revenge for John Roberts and a whole bunch of other
things. I would pick Napolitano. He'd be more useful in the financial sector.
I like Napolitano great deal. I like him a lot.
Yeah.
But he's not being hurt by Donald Trump. And I'm afraid that Trump has really shut out all the good ideas that people have brought to him. And he's basically treading water.
Well, there's a lot in an hour with commercial breaks, and we're coming up on the end of the program. Robert, you're going to have to come back. And what I really want to do at that point is to delve into subject matter and kind of stay focused to vet it thoroughly out. You know, you're, and I'm not bragging, I'm not blowing my own horn. I'm not like my counterpart here in Austin, Texas.
You also don't interrupt too much.
Yeah. Well, thank you. And what I want to say here is that we have possible solutions, but more truth has to be revealed. And I think going after them on a criminal basis, as if they are what they are, criminals and traitors, and they're treasonous against the American people, I think would throw up enough of the capital S with a hit in their faces to keep them busy scrambling while other agendas are completed. But having said all of that, at this point in time, we're going to have to say good evening to you. I understand at 9 p.m. is your cutoff. And if you don't mind, we need to have some more conversations, and I would like to bring you back.
Well, I'd like to come back and talk about the Memorandum for the President 2.0 that everybody can find at phibetaiota.net.
All right. And just keep in mind, you ask about the peak times and this, that, and the other. Well, we have literally, and I've made sure of this, the whole purpose of this network that's been operating now for 13 years has been the edification of the American people. What our government's role is or supposed to be, what a constitution versus a democracy is. And it's really you, the people, that we, the people, are the government. And these asshats that we have had in positions of power for so many years don't have your best interests at heart. So I'll have to bring you back. His website, robertdavidsteele.com. And, Robert, I'll bid you a good evening, and I'll be in contact with you soon.
I'll look forward to that. Good night, all.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I guess that's it. Okay, that's it. All right. Coming up tomorrow, Al Whitney, and then on Friday, Gerald Celente.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite. A garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.